Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us, and I'm back live with you guys here in Mississippi. Had an extraordinary trip, an amazing 10 days, hitting 5 cities, doing some great work, but I'm glad to be back in the Magnolia State, and we have a great show for you guys all this week, as we're going to say goodbye to March by the end of the week. Of course, you have your news headlines coming up on this Monday. Have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Have music from my artist of the week, Justin Timberlake. And I know what you guys are going to say. I know. He's been artist of the week now twice, but he keeps giving us new music from his new album. Now the single, Paradise, featuring the other members of the group NSYNC. This is an amazing song. You guys are going to be hearing it here. We have Dr. Todd's Positive Thoughts. And in today's Entertainment Spotlight, we're doing a throwback since it is Women's History Month to my conversation with Melissa Banks. She's a master event planner, best-selling author, entrepreneur. We're going to talk about her amazing march. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's broadcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Monday headlines. In national news, fewer people are using Elon Musk X as the platform struggles to attract and keep users, according to analysts. The number of people using X daily is falling more than a year after tech billionaire Elon Musk bought the app formerly known as Twitter, says NBC News. Data from two research firms and figures published by Musk and X suggest a deteriorating situation for X by some metrics. Musk has marketed it as the world's town square, but in number of users, it continues to lag far behind social media rivals that focus on video, such as Instagram and TikTok. In February, X had 27 million daily active users of its mobile app in the U.S., down 18% from a year earlier, according to Sensor Tower, a market intelligence firm based in San Francisco. The U.S. user base has been flattered down every month since November 2022, the first full month of Musk owning the app, and in total, it's down 23% since then, says Sensor Tower. The numbers were nearly as bad worldwide as daily active users on the mobile app fell to 174 million in February, down 15% from a year earlier, the firm said. The worldwide user base has been flattered down every month during Musk's tenure, began except one, when it grew slightly in October and then resumed falling, according to Sensor Tower. Other social media apps experienced modest increases in their worldwide user bases during the same period, according to the research firm, with Snapchat growing 8.8%, Instagram 5.3%, Facebook 1.5%, and TikTok 0.5%. Those apps all experienced declines over that period in the U.S., but none was as steep as the decline of X, as NBC News. In more national news, there's going to be a problem. House Republicans ramp up pressure campaign on Speaker Johnson after budget saga, says CNBC. After 6 months of budget deadlocks, stopgap funding measures, and near-miss government shutdowns, Congress finalized the remaining parts of a permanent spending package for the rest of the fiscal year over last weekend. Johnson can excel, he will have to face the House Republican hardliners of the Freedom Caucus, says CNBC. And they have made it clear that they intend to turn up the heat on the Speaker's next uphill funding battle, Ukraine. I can promise you, if you put a Ukraine bill on the floor and you haven't secured the border, there's going to be a problem within the ranks and on Capitol Hill, said Freedom Caucus member Chip Roy on CNN's State of the Union on Sunday. Johnson is already in hot water with the Freedom Caucus for his concessions to pass the budget bill and avert a government shutdown. I think Speaker Johnson, I've been public about this, made a mistake, said Roy. I don't think this bill was reflective of what the American people want. Roy joins a chorus of Republican hardliners who opposed the budget bill as it was being passed through the chambers of Congress over the past several days. Moments after the House voted to pass the budget bill on Friday morning, hardliner Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene filed a motion to oust Johnson from his post. Johnson made several last-minute moves in order to pass the budget bill before funding ran out on Friday at midnight, after which a partial government shutdown would take effect. In more national news, a teenager accepted into more than 50 universities receives $1.3 million in scholarships, says WECB. Imagine achieving a goal so grand it sets you apart from your peers, a feat so inspiring it turns heads and opens doors. This is the reality for 18-year-old Dayed Brown, a high school senior from the United States, who not only got accepted into over 50 universities, but also secured more than $1.3 million in scholarships. Daya is a student at Westlake High School in Atlanta, Georgia, meticulously maps out her path to higher education. With a keen interest in mass communication and film, she created a list of universities offering programs in her chosen fields. In business news, Wall Street closes its best week of the year with a quiet finish. U.S. stocks closed their best week of the year so far with a quiet finish on Friday, remaining near their records, says the Associated Press. The S&P 500 slipped 7.35 points, or 0.1%, from its all-time high to close at 5,234. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 305 points, or 0.8%, to 39,476, and the Nasdaq Composite rose 27 points, or 0.2%, to 16,429. And finally, in entertainment news, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire is number one with $45 million. Sydney Sweeney's Immaculate lands in number four, says the Associated Press. That made the top five films over the weekend. Number one, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire with $45 million. Number two, Dune Part 2 with $18 million. Number three, Kung Fu Panda number four with $17 million. Number four, Immaculate with $5 million. And number five, Arthur the King with $4 million. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's on time for a message of my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Monday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Just because something hasn't been done doesn't mean you won't be the one to accomplish it. Realize that you are greatness in the works. Do not be afraid to be amazing. Have an amazing Monday. As I mentioned, Justin Timberlake is the artist of the week this week. He rejoined with the guys of NSYNC for a song on his new album called Paradise. I heard the song. Had to go over to Amazon, get it for myself, and now I'm going to share it with you guys. Here is Paradise with Justin Timberlake featuring NSYNC for him on the Conversation Daily News.
Just look at it.
Yes, I'm applying for Dr. Taz Positive Thoughts. Enjoy.
I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz of a Positive 365 Positive Thought. That's simply the way it is. Sometimes acceptance is the key to inner peace. Accepting certain things as they are can bring peace and clarity to your life. I'm Dr. Teresa Smith, Dr. Taz. Join me several times each day for my Positive Thoughts, helping you transform your mindset, circumstances, and life on Positive365.net. Positively different.
We are part of my conversation coming up with Master Event Planner, entrepreneur, and author Melissa Banks in today's Entertainment Spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Dining News. For Conversation Dining News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Entertainment Spotlight. Master Event Planner, best-selling author, entrepreneur Melissa Banks, who joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about her extraordinary march, is a bit of our conversation.
Melissa, always a pleasure to talk to you. Welcome back to the broadcast.
Absolutely, Cyrus. Thank you for having me. How are you today?
I am doing amazing, but that's not unusual. But I'm glad that you could be on with us. So a lot of congratulations are in order. You have season three of your conference coming up, Imagine the Possibilities. You have a best-selling book now. Do I really need an event planner? What has it been like for you, Melissa, to see all the great things happening for you during the month of March?
You know, March just came in with a bang, right? I am super excited and just enjoying everything that's happening. Been busy, but it's such a great feeling to be busy and see people supporting what we do. The support for Do I Really Need an Event Planner was just beyond what I imagined. So it's just been a great month.
Yeah. Well, I think it's been great to be able to see you doing all the things that you've been able to do. Melissa, so with this new book, Do I Really Need an Event Planner? This is definitely different for you. I mean, we're used to you sharing inspiration through Dream by Design. Why was it time for this book to be able to address what you've been known for now for some 20-plus years, that being an event planner?
As they say, everything has a season. I just think it was just the right time to just really address some of the things that we've learned in our career over the years and some of the questions I continue to get asked from people even after being in business and in the industry this long. And I just thought, you know, people still don't really understand what an event planner does. So many people often think that means that I don't control my own event. And another thing, Cyrus, I discovered is some people didn't go to an event planner for help because they know how to plan an event. But what they weren't really understanding is going to an event planner doesn't mean you don't know how to do it. It's giving you the help that you need so that you can also enjoy your event like a guest.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back with you guys on tomorrow for more news, message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, Music More Artist of the Week, Justin Timberlake, Dr. Taz Positive Thoughts, and of course, your Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.